Good morning. It's a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Two stories to talk about today, and they're related. Let's start with the issue of selling books and PPP.
So Susan Novotny owns the book House of Stuyvesant Plaza. Her business was approved for a $70,000 loan through the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, but the financial relief will only go so far while the business remains closed. Since last month, one staffer has been available by phone for a few hours daily at the bookhouse and at Novotny's other store, Market Block Books in downtown Troy, to answer questions, mail books, and fulfill orders for curbside pickups. Customers can also place orders online that are sent by the wholesaler, Ingram, but it's a fraction of revenue compared to what the stores usually generate. And because now that most of the activity is now online, Ingram keeps a portion of those sales. Novotny says that the online orders are extremely convenient for her and customers, but not particularly lucrative. She said the bookhouse keeps about 40% of the cover price, but then loses around 10% to fees for processing credit card payments and payment to the American Booksellers Association. Novotny originally had hoped to reopen the bookhouse when Cuomo's work from order was set to expire April 30th, but that order has now been extended through May 15th. She had planned to return her full-time staff to full-time pay May 1st, but obviously that will now have to be delayed. And she fears her PPP loan will be gone faster than anticipated because of that. Novotny thinks she'll know by the end of May whether the stores will need another financial lifeline. And one thing that's helped Novotny is her landlord, Ed Swire, forgave the last 2 weeks of rent in March for all 60 of the stores, restaurants, and other retail businesses at Stuyvesant Plaza when the coronavirus crisis hit. Swire followed that up in April, foregoing rent payments from a couple dozen of the locally owned merchants who have been forced to close or whose sales have been drastically cut. That's tens of thousands of dollars the Swire Companies hasn't collected in an effort to help their businesses get through this time. Swire says he likes the tenants, of course, but it's really for his own company's benefit. He doesn't want vacancies at Stuyvesant Plaza. Half of the businesses have been there for over 25 years and some for over 40 years. Shopping center owners across the country are feeling the pinch of the crisis, as many tenants can't or won't pay all of the rent that's due. Of course, owners still must pay debt, operations, and taxes. Stuyvesant Plaza is no different. Even though the plaza had opened in 1959, there's still a mortgage on the property. There's also debt from when millions were invested several years ago to renovate the 10-story office tower after the state moved employees out. Businesses in the tower remain open, though most offices are not staffed during the shutdown, but they are continuing to pay rent. And Swire says conversations have already started about the rent for May, which is due soon. He said they may need to continue to work with local and regional tenants on their rents, but is hopeful that they're back to some level of normalcy soon.
Melissa Mangini is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.